It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new online poll shows most Californians approve of Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The poll by California Business Roundtable and Pepperdine University shows of the 11 statewide ballot measures, only four have at least 60% support. Those include increasing human sex trafficking penalties, preventing unions from deducting political contributions from paychecks, revamping the state's three-strike sentencing law, and mandatory labeling for genetically modified foods. 56% of Californians approve of Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative, while 39% oppose it. The initiative backed by Molly Munger that would raise taxes on almost all Californians received much less support. Only 35% approve it. The online poll allowed voters to see each ballot measure's title and summary. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Taxpayer groups are angry over California lawmakers' decision to give raises to legislative employees. Both the state Senate and the Assembly have awarded merit increases of up to 5% to hundreds of their employees. The raises come at the same time other state workers have had their pay cut with monthly furlough days. Joe Kupal is with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says the legislative staff pay raises will serve as ammunition in the campaign against Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative this fall.
The fact that any raises have been given in the last 2 years during a period of time where California is suffering 11% unemployment just tremendously demonstrates the disconnect between our political elite and ordinary Californians.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg announced a one-year pay freeze for Senate staff, but Kupal says that's like closing the vault door after the bank has already been robbed. Find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page, krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.